Welcome to the part 2 of our chat with Bhavesh Ojha of Blue Star Air Travel Services. Blue Star is a long-standing customer of Qtech Software. It is a 34-year-old online travel brand with a network of 35,000 registered travel agents across India. Bhavesh joined Blue Star in 2009 and is actively involved in technology, sales, and operations side of the business. Continuing our conversation from where we left in part 1. If you have not listened to it, please go ahead and check it out. Coming to one piece which I think is one of the biggest contributor to the overall travel economy is corporate travel or the business travel. I believe business travel has been one of the biggest contributors to the industry. Am I right when I say that?
Yes, in a way you're right.
Okay, so what is the outlook for corporate travel now? When we look at, let's say the immediate scenario does not look very promising, but 6 months down the line or for the next year, how does the corporate travel scenario look?
See, corporate travel will definitely increase. It will grow because people have experimented work from home. Technologies, yes, definitely helping, but there are a lot of things which has to be communicated directly on table or visiting the client. So a corporate will definitely start looking into this side or maybe from early next year, and more government related regulations which are right now heavily imposed, if they are reduced, which they will definitely, then corporate travel will 110% be up. And when we say corporate, it's not just corporate visiting to a client, but there is also a big sector called as MICE, which is meetings, incentives, conference, and exhibitions, which definitely cannot be replaced by a Zoom or a work from home culture. So this this tapped market will definitely grow because it has a huge, huge potential. So not this year, or maybe some corporate movement later this year, because we saw some movement in January this year when things started easing a little bit. So maybe by the end of this year and early next year, this thing should definitely move in.
From what you said, my personal experience also has been a couple of our industry conventions that happened, like let's say the ITB Asia that happened in Singapore last year, or ITB Berlin that happened in March earlier this year. These events, originally they have been a physical event where you go and you talk to people, and at any given point you're at least interacting with more than 300 people on a given day, which I think cannot be replaced, because when we did attend these events virtually, we did not get the same kind of interactions, or we were not even able to meet 20% of that number virtually. So yes, a physical meeting is very important, and I guess once we have some kind of a normalcy, we can return to those kind of formats again. How is the Indian aviation market developing? How was it, let's say, 10 years back, 5 years back, and what is the kind of horizon you see in the coming days?
Oh, Indian aviation is very much exciting, even in times of pandemics like this. As I said, and I always repeat myself, travel is addiction. And when I say that, the Indian skies have got very limited players even today. A lot of veterans in the industry say the number of aircraft which we have, which are not even close to 1,000 right now, are very less, looking at the potential and the population we have in this country. 5 years back, if you ask me, it was growing with the new initiative by the government of India, the Udaan scheme. It has pumped up a lot of travel. It has connected the tier 2, the tier 3 cities with the tier 1 cities, and enabled a lot of people to travel. This year, even during the pandemic, we saw a new airline called Flybig. So when in these tough times, you're seeing new airlines coming in, and we are also hearing news about a couple of other airlines starting business in India or getting new airlines in the industry. So definitely this is a very big market. Feb 2021 figures, even during pandemic, 78 lakh people, domestic travelers, traveled in India. which was 36% lower compared to last year. With so many restrictions, with government cappings, with prices, with COVID, everything in place, yet we reclaimed almost 64% of our business in February. So looking at these figures, I'm pretty much sure the horizon, the deviation of this market is amazingly huge.
Absolutely. The sheer size of the market itself looks very lucrative based on numbers. But when we look at, the tier two cities where a lot of development, the growth rate is much faster as compared to the tier one cities in India. This entire initiative has really given a boost, to people who want access to these services. And now when they are getting that access, we're just seeing a very good uptake in all these numbers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Travel, people are traveling, they want to travel. It's just that we need to give them the connectivity. We just need proper airports, which India is equipped with. We need good airlines, a lot of more airlines, all these airlines with a lot of planes to make people fly.
Right.
Today, a lot of students, if you look at the market in India is amazing. You look at students, you look at young travelers like honeymooners, you look at families, you look at senior citizens. The entire human life cycle travels.
Right.
I mean, if I look at it like that, everybody wants to travel. Now, you look at the population of this country. Out of 138 crore Indians, I'm not sure with this figure, I mean, it's definitely growing. Can you tell me how many passport holders do we have in India?
Sorry, I would not be able to guess that number.
Absolutely, no. A lot of people would not be able to got this answer. But we, out of 138 crore Indians, we don't even have 10% passport holders in this country.
Wow.
Now, I would not say this entire 130 crore Indians or 138 crore Indians are, above the poverty line and can afford to travel. But the middle class population of this
right.
country is huge.
Yes, yes.
So, looking at that size, if you tell me that we have got 6 airline operators in this country.
That's too less.
That's too less. We don't have even 1,000 aircrafts today. That's way too less. So, looking at these figures, looking at the growing economy India has, looking at the governance systems India has,
right,
it is amazing.
Well, that's great. That's very promising. And we are keeping our fingers crossed to see what more can India really offer to all the travelers. Couple of questions that are more related to technology, how travel has been evolving through technology, how it is being empowering the different parties involved. You are an OTA, and for you, the technology actually is a very critical part of your business. So, can you tell me how it has evolved over a period of time and how it is really empowering the overall ecosystem right now?
Okay, so I'll tell you the journey of Blue Star. We started in the year 1987. Technology back then was nil in our industry.
Right.
In the mid-90s, we got the GDS in our industry. And during those days, I used to hear stories from my dad, we need to apply for loans to get a computer.
Okay.
To get a telephone line, it was a huge task. To do a booking over a telephone line, there used to be a system called Telex.
Right.
Where we used to punch in the data. On the next day, we used to get a confirmation that your ticket has been issued. From that day, then the technology started evolving slowly. We started getting coupon-based tickets where we used to handwrite tickets. Then we started getting paper tickets. Then the actual use of technology came in picture where, the counter staff started using systems and booking their tickets.
Right.
That evolved. In 2009, we moved into the direction of going online. Our first attempt with online failed. It backfired like crazy.
Okay.
Then again, we took our steps back. We analyzed the situation. In 2013, we launched our website. During those days, it was known as BlueStarTravelOnline.com.
Right.
Now, if I tell you my cycle from 2013 till 2021, I'll tell you, I will count every year, because of technology, we have added new products. And because of technology, before 2013, we had a reach of less than 1,000 travel agents all over India. Today, because of technology, we have got 35,000 registered travel agents all across India.
Wow.
It's all thanks to technology. 2013, we launched our air booking engine. 2014, we launched travel insurance. 2015, we launched our mobile booking app. 2016, we launched bus. 2017, we launched our first hotel booking engine. 2018, we launched IRCTC, railway tickets to be booked online.
Okay.
2019, we relaunched our hotel booking engine powered by Qtech. 2020, mind you, 2020 pandemic started, we launched our cruise booking engine.
Okay.
And 2020-21, tomorrow or maybe day after, we are relaunching it with Cordelia Cruises. So it is because of technology that every year we've been able to add new products. It is because of technology that every year we've been able to grow our market across India, be it as east as Nagaland, Mizoram, the northeast, or as west as Rajkot, as north as Kashmir, or as south as Kanyakumari, or as center as Nagpur. You wow. name it, and we have been trying to reach to these corners, to these places, to connect with the travel agents, empower them with a booking system, and enabling them to sell the travel products to the end consumer. So it is because of technology. We have seen the growth from less than 1,000 travel agents, one product, to more than 7 product and more than 35,000 registered travel agents. So this is all thanks to technology.
Well, that's an amazing journey, first of all, from 1987 till here. And I congratulate everyone involved in this journey.
Thank you so much. It's all God's blessings.
No, it's incredible, as you said, you know, from 3,000 travel agents to 35,000 travel agents now in the system. Yes, technology has been an enabler, but at the same time, it's also the vision and the passion with which you know, you guys work.
So I term technology is what oxygen water is to mankind. Technology is to any business in this country or on this planet right now.
That's very insightful. And I think it needs to be taken as it sounds, because, you know, a lot of times we undermine upgrading to a newer system or maybe adding a few extra services just to, you know, keep our old ways of working intact. Since we are so used to it, there is a little bit of a resistance also sometimes where we are not 100% sure if this is going to work for me. But, you know, taking that chance and scaling up, technology can really add a lot of value. You have been, you know, leveraging technology for your business for such a long time, and it has given you such positive results. What are the kind of technology upgrades that you would like to now see in the travel sector?
Okay, so firstly, I would say, or I would like to re-quote Honorable Mr. Mukesh Ambani, data is the new oil. And today, every travel agency, be it a small retailer or a wholesaler, mines on that data. Everyone is the owner of that data.
Right.
So keeping data in mind, I've got two things which I am really keen and I want everyone to really look after it is, A, artificial intelligence, because I would not say that is the future of technology. I would say that is the current technology.
Right.
Maybe not many people have started adopting into it, but people are looking into it. So artificial intelligence is one of the technology which I'm very keenly anticipating. And we at Blue Star have started venturing into it. We've recently launched our email management system, which is powered by artificial intelligence. We are yet to see the magic because AI requires a lot of data and a lot of experience.
Right.
Second important thing is data analytics and its effective utilization. When I say data analytics, you know, as we are talking right now on this podcast, this is data.
Yes.
What data we collect every second, every spoken word, every written word, every visual image
right.
has to be analyzed, and a executable format has to be approached.
Right.
So data analytics and its effective utilization is something which every big or small travel agency, or for that matter, any big or small business enterprise has to look at, because that gives you a lot of insights, that gives you a lot of patterns, and then you have to act and execute those patterns. So after artificial intelligence, obviously data analytics is a subset of artificial
right.
intelligence. And third important thing is cross-selling. I meet a lot of travel agents all across mm-hmm. India, because we've been selling air, we have also been selling railway, we've been selling cruises, we've been selling hotels. And at times I see a particular travel agent specializes in just one part of the data or business, that is either air or railway.
Right.
what I would like to request all my travel fraternity colleagues is sell whatever you have under the umbrella of travel and then start cross-selling it. So I have seen a lot of travel agents who are using all our services. They stay in a tier 3 city. Mm-hmm. Their passengers are further remote.
Right.
That passenger travels by a bus, which is available on our system. So he books a bus ticket, reaches the tier 3 city, books a train ticket to the main city. So that's railway available. And then from that main city, he books a flight ticket to that international city or the next destination. So we've got flights available on our system. He reaches that destination, he needs a place to stay.
Right.
So we've got hotels available on our system. He requires transfers. So we've got those airport hotel and the sightseeing transfers available on the system. So cross-selling of whatever services you have, this not only increases your revenue and yield, but at the same time, it binds your customer. Whatever, for whatever service a customer reaches your doorstep, try to sell him as many things as possible. And this is only possible because of technology.
Yeah.
So artificial intelligence, the three things which I'm looking at, artificial intelligence, data analytics and its effective utilization, and cross-selling. These are the three things which I would completely focus upon and completely work on.
Great. I think I have covered most of the questions that I wanted to ask you, Bhavesh. Thank you very much for giving us this time. There are some really golden insights that you have shared with us today. And I'm really sure that audiences and listeners of this podcast are going to benefit from this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any parting thoughts that you have for us?
No, not much. Honestly speaking, I'm not that wise enough to, you know, guide a lot of people. It's just that, firstly, stay healthy, stay safe, don't miss out on your exercise and healthy eating meals. And second thing is, keep yourself engrossed in some sort of learning 24/7. I really believe in the thought of Elon Musk, where he says, work every waking hour. Work doesn't mean always issuing your tickets or anything. Work means don't spend your time on anything which is unnecessary.
Right.
Some entertainment, yes, it is good for the health, but not every time. So spend your time as wisely as we all can. God has given me 24 hours. He has given Elon Musk 24 hours. He has given Mukesh Ambani 24 hours. It's just up to us how we
utilize
these 24 hours.
Right.
So health and keeping yourself connected and educated all the time is what I would say. Nothing much more than that.
Well, that's again some really sound advice. I would like to thank you for your time. Have a great day, and wishing Blue Star and everybody in the team a great 2021. We hope this pandemic gets over very soon, and we are back flying up in the sky.
Absolutely. And wish you the same as well, Sumit, to you and the most inspiring and creative team I have come across at QTech. Paresh is leading the team well. So best wishes to all of you guys, and hope we grow much faster together as an industry.
Great. Cheers. Thank you for tuning in to the Business of Travel podcast. If you liked listening to this conversation, don't forget to subscribe to us for future episodes.